Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
You know, we talked about, I think Melissa's probably talked the most about her girlfriend Katie's addiction to
Used to be the BlackBerry, now the iPhone, whatever,
mm-hmm. you know, whatever smart messaging device she's carrying.
Yep.
And, you know, because you're waiting for that red light to start blinking to see who's getting in touch with you and who, you know, what urgent matter has to be handled right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when most people refer to the BlackBerry or iPhone addiction, that's what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Got to be in touch.
Well, it's always in your hand, and yeah. you're always looking at it, and you're at the dinner table, and you're, I mean, yeah, you're just all, your face is always aglow from the screen.
And the truth is, up until 2008, things could get done tomorrow. But
right.
now, everything
Everybody's
has to be done
so
urgently.
Right now. It's so important that you have to be accessible
24/7. Right.
That, and that's the thing. It's like, I'm sure there are times that, you know, Melissa would look over and Katie's furiously banging away on the keyboard, and Melissa just assumes that she's solving world problems.
Mm-hmm.
There's a crisis at work, and mm-hmm. Katie is fixing it.
Right.
And the reality is, she's, you know, sending her mom a recipe for meatballs yeah. that she, right. you know, that could normally handle, you know,
That's
be handled.
That's important, especially when you're hungry. That's important.
Oh, don't even mention food around this little one over
Good
here.
Good Lord,
honey, are you okay?
Poor hungry little
Anyways,
thing.
Anyways, carry on.
Somebody bring her a sandwich.
Get off the tram.
I would say 20% of the time, Katie is doing important.
Work.
Necessary work. Mm-hmm. 80% of the time, it's not. It doesn't have to be done right then.
So that's what I think most people refer to as the addiction. But
mm-hmm.
I think it has reached a new level because it's happening to me. And I think we should all be aware of it. What did we do before? Like when we were watching TV and the show got boring, but you were already far enough into it that you couldn't really move to a different channel because everything else was like halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you were like... Let's say you were just lying on the couch and you doze off. You take a little Saturday afternoon nap or something, and mm-hmm. then you wake up. Before you could reach over to your coffee table and pick up your BlackBerry or iPhone or whatever it is and read Twitter or look at the web
mm-hmm.
or check your Foursquare check-ins or any of that, what did we do?
You picked up a magazine or a book or...
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's what I was thinking. It's like a book, a magazine. You got
you mean
up
like
and
a paper
did laundry.
One?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah. Took care of the house.
I've seen these things.
Not a Kindle, a real book with pages.
There's a store like on the corner of Peachtree and Peachtree Dunaway. It says Borders.
Right.
And they have these things in there that are like, they appear to be made of paper.
Okay.
No.
And they have, some of them have hard covers and others are soft, but I think that there's text inside of it. And I think there's interesting stories and stuff within those pages.
Or you because, spoke to your wife.
Yeah.
Who's sitting
hung
next
out
to you.
With your spouse.
Actually
well,
had,
or your
you
family?
Know, human communication.
I can't because she's checking Twitter.
She's mm-hmm. worse than you probably.
The thing is, I just realized, and I realized it this past, within the past weekend or two, when I was, that was the situation. Like, I was lying on the couch, and, you know, the guy had fallen asleep, dozed off. Oh, it was right when we got back from L.A., from the big L.A. week, the big American Idol thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had fallen asleep on the couch, and I woke up, like, an hour later, and I just instinctively reached over for my BlackBerry, and I skipped right past, like, I didn't look at any emails or anything, because I knew there was nothing urgent,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we were done working for the week, so I knew mm-hmm. there was nothing important. But, like, I read Twitter... I think I browsed. Mm-hmm. I think I, you know, Wikipedia'd something for some, you know, for the most part, accurate information on, you know, whatever. Like, I did all that. And then I got up and I just started thinking. And I think it was pointed out to me, too. Jessica pointed out to me at one point. She's like, what possibly could have updated on Twitter in the past X number of minutes?
There are 20 million people on it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people I need to check in with to see, you know, where they drank coffee.
Sure, yeah. I'll
what
tell you
is
what.
Kim Kardashian doing right now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could think of a million of these different things. Like, what did we do before money machines, if you really want to go back? What did we do before...
Cell phones.
DVRs mm-hmm. and cell phones. Can you imagine? I don't even know what time a show starts anymore
mm-hmm.
because I never watch it at mm-hmm. the original time.
Right.
Can't ask me that. What did we do when we didn't know directions to a place?
Right.
Ooh,
we actually
okay.
used to have to call the place up mm-hmm. and write down with... This is a pen, Wendy.
No. Remember, how about this? How about when you used to MapQuest directions and you'd always end up four blocks away? Oh,
of course. They can never end it.
It's funny. MapQuest, the last, just, I don't know if this is still the case because I haven't MapQuested anything in a while, but MapQuest was the biggest practical joke in the history of time because yes. The last direction was always wrong.
Your quest was to actually find it once you right. got like nine-tenths of the way
it's,
there.
It's every MapQuest. It's choose single, your own adventure. Turn left or right yeah, at the end of the block.
Exactly. Every single last direction on MapQuest should have said, find the nearest gas station to ask how to get there.
Exactly. What is that commercial? There's some company, and it's, you know, and it's a shame that you know a commercial but you don't know the company, where it's over-information, the over-searching. I forgot what the term they use, but it's like people yeah. trying to have a conversation, and then the person goes on a random tangent, and it's making fun of people, like
I think
Googling
it's Bing.
Is it Bing?
I think it's Bing.
And searching everything and getting way too much information that is unnecessary.
It's actually a funny commercial because she says, hey, do you want to go out for Chinese food? And Mandarin is spoken by 94% of all Chinese people.
That's what makes me think of when you say you're just constantly looking at your smartphone, you know?
I mean, the truth is we are consuming ourselves. We have these new things are allowing us to have more free time, but we're filling up that free time with stupid crap.
Right.
Like when you go to the internet each day, what's the percentage of stuff that you're looking for that's really important stuff that really pertains to anything that you're doing through the course of your day?
Is porn count?
Not for you.
No.
Not really. No.
Not a lot, then.
It's just not a lot.
Yeah.
Like 85% of the internet is crap, right?
Yeah, but I think that we wonder why we're so stressed out and overwhelmed all the time. Well, it's because you're constantly...
Always plugged in.
Right. Yes. And just...
Too plugged in.
Yeah, you just don't sit and relax and do nothing. You Nobody does
that.
Nothing anymore.
That's good, Melissa. You should tweet that.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.